London. They walk again by night, out of the fog and into the smog. Relentlessly, ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly. Toward their naughty meeting with the unknown. At Piccadilly Circus, they turn left.
Hey, you're driving on the wrong side. Hey, you're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Back her off, Yank.
They cross Hyde Park to get their fair share of abuse and walk into a great marble arch.
Oh, my nose.
Groping for the door, they step inside and make their way through the crowded pub. They climb the 13 steps to the tiny stage. They're ready for mystery. They're ready for excitement. They're ready to affect phony British accents.
Because we're...
Sergeant Sphincter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon. New napalm olive with enzyme...
President of the World Bank, and you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Lompox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now-a-go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
Swell demonstration, eh, Sarge?
Sarge.
Yeah.
How long have Pico and Alvarado been out on patrol?
Since 1400.
Jeez. That's 2,000 years.
I hope they can find their way back. I'm getting hungry.
Hit the dirt! Look out! Was that one of ours?
Yeah. Beans. Last of the beans. I'm so tired of Chinese food.
Hey, Sergeant Medensky, come over here. We got a problem.
Yeah? What is it, Lieutenant Tirebiter?
Silverberg here won't go over Pork Chop Hill.
Killing pigs ain't kosher, oh, Sarge.
Canned a wise lip, Silverberg. None of us ain't going nowhere until that patrol gets back.
Talk.
Personally, I'm worried about Pico and Alvarado.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Don't let it get to you, Lieutenant.
I'm all right, Medensky. Listen. Those good boys found their way out of East L.A. They can find their way back into this Gook Valley, right?
Sarge, something's moving out in the woods.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's wonderful to be here, it's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience, we'd like to take you home with us, we'd love to take you home.
Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, V-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
My friend, gonna try with a little help from my friend.
but not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine.
Gonna try a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun?
As well as can be expected, sleeping in a stone box.
You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Headed down the hall in the opposite direction toward the fire escape. I hadn't a moment to lose.
Hey! Danger!
Where's the fire?
In your eyes, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Home from wherever, Ricky. Found there, Lucy, always Lucy. Without delay, the homecoming in two languages. Blue, in the light of cathode ray windows seen from the street. Seen from the street by people walking by without homecoming. Without home. Without Lucy. Chilled by blue light from windows not coming.
Lucy.
What?
If I tell you something, will you promise not to laugh?
I promise.
This is very personal, and I don't want you to laugh.
You have my solemn promise.
Sometimes I lie awake at night, listening for a voice that will cry, "We like you, Charlie Brown."
Brown shoes, don't make it. Brown shoes, don't make it. Quit school, why make it? Brown shoes, don't make it.
Shoes for industry. Shoes for the dead. Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry!
Rocking horse people
eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you.
Taxi, buddy!
Oh, thank God.
Where to, Mac?
Out.
Sure thing.
Ah! A bird's attacking my popcorn!
Look, I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Oh. No use if you ain't got the boost you get from Loosners, Loosners.
In the sky with diamonds. Ah. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there. Turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Lucy, ah! Who wants to do something? Lucy, ah!
In the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
How did her upright stance, her ability to walk on two legs, help Lucy and her kind compete in a new and changing world? Lucy probably became a walker while still very much dependent on the forest for food. But when the forest became sparse and times got tough, Lucy and her kind could still survive by walking across the grasslands to reach the clumps of trees where her food was found. And her hands were free to collect and carry the valuable food she found. This slight advantage was all she needed. While the other apes declined, Lucy and her kind flourished. And what about Lucy herself? What did she look like? We know from the teeth, the jaw, and now the skull fragments we found that Lucy had an ape-like face with a brain just a little larger than a chimp's. She may have had dark skin and patchy hair to protect her from the sun. Walking upright freed her hands to develop a more precise grip than other apes. More like our own. And even with her small brain, perhaps she was beginning to have a more human-like awareness of herself and her surroundings.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Ah, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
He said, give them a light and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy, a rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
I've got to admit, it's getting better. A little better.
This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool.
Isn't that a bottle of Coke I see sticking out of the sand there?
Oh, yes, sir. It's mine. It's mine, sir.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm parched.
Well, I could go for a slug.
A shot of sugar and caffeine.
Better than a wafer and wine, Reverend.
No, no, no. It's not for sale. You see, it's mine.
Come on, Abdul. Everything's for sale.
But it's mine.
Oh, we'll give you more of this pretty wet Afghan money for it. Duck, you must be thirsty for cash out here.
I'll even give you this shiny new quarter with a choking president on it.
Now, just a minute, Sergeant Blockbuster, but isn't that your good luck piece?
Come on, Reverend Godhead. You don't believe in superstitious nonsense like that, do you?
Well, I don't believe in that kind of superstitious nonsense, no.
This here rifle is my lucky piece.
Ooh.
Here, kid, real American Monopoly money. Buy yourself a government position. Now, give me that.
Hey, please,
all right,
please,
all right.
No, no, no.
Let's roll, Bobby.
It is mine. Well done, sir. Oh, hurry up. I'm really hot.
You said it, baby, not me.
Watch it, soldier.
I am watching it.
Listen, I think we better open that bottle now, troops.
Okay, Pastor. Oh, ouch. I guess twist-off caps haven't been invented here yet. Got a church key, Reverend?
Of course I do, my son, but be careful how you'll use it, huh?
Huh?
Well,
I think he's afraid that our driver might think you're out to circumcise him.
Oh, the unkindest cut of all, huh? These folks sure have a lot to learn. Get ready for some pure Coca-Cola pleasure.
The pause that refreshes.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Things go better with...
Tried to tell them it was mine.
It's that Kooky Coke Show, Saturday night at 8 on XBC. Be there!
Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better. It's getting better all the time. To be cruel to my woman, I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved.
23. The exciting scene of the first famous sports broadcast, the Schmeling Herring Fist Fest.
I'm in the back of this great big auditorium where the great big white man and the great big black man are training a tremendous series of great big punches. Oh, and Herring's down in the sauce. The white man is down, and the German is up, and they're raining terrific blows on the black man. Now they're pummeling the gypsies and the Jews. Oh, band of brothers! And here comes the Spanish air farce. Oh, it looks like a rehearsal for the final solution. Oh, those Spanish flyboys are so sexy. Schmeling is circling. But now the referee, a feisty little fellow with a funny-looking mustache, he's stopping the fight. He's raising his right arm in a stiff salute for silence. Oh. Everyone in the hall is doing the same.
Sigfried!
I think they're all asking to leave the room. So it appears from Piscarton Hall that round one goes to the Jerrys.
Fighting's out of style now.
Manner was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can.
You mean to Bambi? I'm not mean to Bambi.
She likes it that way.
I admit it's getting better, a little better.
Adios, Tibet, and hello, China.
Mm. It's getting better since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
It's Tibet Your Life.
See your gang of four and raise you a 5-year plan.
Two Dharma dollars to win on.
And the Sphinx
Panos. I won.
The black hole could be a gravity vacuum. It pulled the Pegasus right out of orbit.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door.
Tudor Nightmare Estates, two-door, four-door, more-door living.
And kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
Using a color, doesn't matter which, they're pretty much all the same. And we put in these dots in the eyes, whatever they're called, eyeballs or something like that. Then we go back across the studio here and hurl the orange from over here. Looks pretty much like one more spork here. There we go. Looks just like Taiwan to me. Now those smudges could be palm trees, they might be ducks, but that's the kind of insane ambiguity we want. I'll do the stick with this color. You remember I said mail it to Taiwan on a stick. This is the stick part. It's a wonderful color, that one. I don't know what it's called. I suppose it has a name. Who cares, really? Painting in the sticks a little harder. I'm going to use my palette. Oh, you caught me there, didn't you? You think I meant my palette knife and that I'd made a mistake, and that's where you'd be as wrong as a doorknob on a donut. I'm going to take my entire palette with the thumb, see, that goes right through the little hole for the thumb, and I put it right here, and I start swirling it around, and then I sit on it, and I swirl my elegant buttocks around, and I take a look, I stand back, not too far back, or I'd be off camera. That wouldn't be much of a TV show, would it? Well, there you go. Looks just as surreal as if Tristan Zara himself had swirled his butt on it. And it's worth a lot more to some collector who himself is insane to be collecting the art of the insane.
Silly people run around, they worry me, and
weapon. Hmm. Well, maybe it's just an invention right now, and we'll have a chance to weaponize it later, that creates a kind of, a door into an interdimensional reality.
Sure, and pie tins
a
fly.
A door, yeah. My man tells me, that is never opened or closed.
Hmm. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still come. Fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
It seemed impossible and just too easy that this amiable Zip had discovered what we'd all been looking for years. The drain, the big leak, the place where it all goes in and doesn't have to come out.
Stops my mind from wandering where it will go. Where it will go. Fixing a hole where the rain gets in. Stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
Today, let's get into holes, the most mysterious, importantest, and vaguest subject of them all. The whole Earth might be called a hole if you're on the inside looking out, and whole golden cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Even wholesome humans have holes, though we're hardly whole at all. In fact, we're wholly holy, as the Holy Book says in the Book of Holes, Chapter 1, and they knew not their holes from an ass on the ground. Holes are positively attractive. Let's go inside one and see. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like a well. Well, well, what the hell? That's the sun at the center of the Earth, and that's where this hole leads to. What a nice warm fire.
Have some grubs. Oh, they are very tender baby worms, cooked over incense in holy corn oil. That's oil from the corns of holy men.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more.
Well, I'll just make a note of that.
Oh, make it a B note.
Make it a C note, miss, and we'll take the case. But
she goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh,
we gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
But they had a little girl who wasn't so little, and a kid named Joey who was 40 if he was a day. And Joey was finally leaving home.
Dad, I'm going to the mall and find a job.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown. Picks up the letter that's lying there. Standing alone at the top of the stairs, she breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog! Groat cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Oh, my, look at the time. Boy. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
But, gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Oh, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Munhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
She, we never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made. Meeting a man from the motor trade.
Hiya, friends. Ralph's Sportsport. Ralph's Sportsport Motors, the world's largest new, used, and used automobile dealership. Ralph's Sportsport Motors here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel, spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through wind vents, star set mudguard, sponge-coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully factory-equipped air-conditioned factory.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's happy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots towards its tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
She's leaving home. Bye-bye.
Central to Pulowat navigation is familiarity with the positions where the stars rise and set. The stars, as we all know, rise in the east and set in the west, as do the sun and the moon. Away from the equator, as in the United States and Europe, they rise above the horizon at an angle and describe a sloping arc through the sky, an effect produced by being located near the top of the spinning globe. Near the equator, however, the stars appear to rise and set vertically, except those in the extreme northern and southern sky. This means that even though a star is sighted some distance above the horizon, it is nevertheless almost directly over the spot where it has risen or where it will set. It is this quality of vertical movement in equatorial stars which has been observed and used by Carolinian navigators, that is, from the Caroline Islands. They have selected various stars both for their prominence and because the places of their rising and setting are spaced around the horizon. In this way, the sky on a clear night becomes a vast compass, the various headings picked out by familiar stars as they move up and down near the horizon. Yet the particular star which is named and stands for a given bearing is visible in a setting or rising position only part of the time. In some seasons, it does not appear at all. Even when it is visible, it spends part of the night so high in the sky that it is not possible to obtain a bearing by looking at it. For these reasons, other stars are noted and remembered, which are at the same celestial latitude, travel the same road, as they say, and can therefore substitute for the named navigation star when it is unavailable. 32 directions or bearings are defined by the navigation stars, which happen also to be the number of points on a traditional mariner's compass. The 32 stars in the Pulowat navigation system are, however, historically much older than the advent of the Western compass in this area and are therefore not derived from it. Although the stars are spaced around the horizon, they are not exactly the same distance apart and therefore do not quite coincide with the points of the mariner's compass. On Pulowat, the cardinal direction is east under the rising of Altair, the Big Bird. However, the star compass system can most readily be described to a northerner by beginning with the North Star, Polaris, the star which never moves. The North Star is low at the latitude of the Carolines, roughly 7 degrees north, and frequently obscured by cumulus clouds which often ring the tropical horizon even at night. Nevertheless, it is highly valued because it is always there, and being close to the horizon can provide a good bearing when sighted. Near the North Star, and thus rising a little to the east of it, is the Little Dipper. Being so far to the north, the Little Dipper swings in a fairly tight circle about the North Star and does not stay directly over its point of rising for as long as the other stars do. It has the further disadvantage of being a constellation of several stars, although its brightest star, Kochab, catches the eye and provides the most obvious bearing. Just as the Little Dipper rises a little to the east of the North Star, so it sets to the west by an equal amount. Therefore, like most other navigational stars or constellations, it defines two points or bearing on the circle of the horizon, its positions of rising and setting being equal amounts to the east and the west. A little fragment of how navigation is done on this island in the Carolines, which is done entirely by dead reckoning, which means that one's position at any time, is determined solely on the basis of distance and direction traveled since leaving the last known location. Put the other way around, it means that if you lose track of how far you have come from where you were, you are lost. In contrast to this, Western celestial navigation, LORAN and other techniques make it possible to establish a precise position without any knowledge of where you have been, except in the most general sense of knowing what part of the world you were in.
That's a whole nother system.
It's based on knowing where you've been.
Yeah,
knowing
right.
where you've been.
You know
been.
What that comes from? And the all Western systems are based on basically on writing it down. That is some table, some chart of information already acquired. Some computer system, basically, whether it uses a computer or not. Something that computes for you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself do not actually know. You
it's
ask
automatic.
A machine, or you ask a book of records, or you ask a log, or you ask tables of navigation, or something like that. But those cats, man, they just think another way. You know, they it's a whole nother way of thinking that I think actually we've been... That's what we do all the time. That's what the Fire Sign Theater does with itself all the time, is it constantly sits around and examines where it's been. You know, that historical, all that endless verbalizing we do about who we are. You know, what some people sneeringly call psychoanalysis is actually just a way of dead reckoning.
That's right.
It
exactly is.
My old lady and I consistently map our relationships with each other. Talk constantly in retrospect, the way couples of people do when they've been together. They tend to talk about old times. I noticed that with my grandparents, man. And it's not just a boring thing. You're keeping track of where you've been, you know, and how far away you are from the points you remember, really. Because if you depend on books, man, and records, it's that's entertainment. It's not real to me, you know?
That would be like...
So like a star.
Like saying, well, let's see, where were we at 20 years ago? You could either bring up something that happened to you, which is consciousness, or if you went back and read the history of the period, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Right? No, because history is just words, entertaining things to play with, but not like saying, oh, yeah, that was the year that the cow died, or that was the year of the big frost, or you know, the way other people's remember things.
Right.
Benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world.
So
Third International, Amyl Nitro's Soviet Surplus Floating Fortress of Fun. The famous five-ring sensual circus of the sea aboard the once dangerous, now fabulous aircraft carrier, Stalyagi. Third International.
Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz.
They had a big horse show. And we stayed at the Upham Hotel,
wait,
which is...
You were there eating horses?
Not eating originally. We didn't think we were going to. We didn't think... Right, you are. Here,
no,
you caught
I've done
me
that
again.
In Oslo, but yeah. I wouldn't think...
I didn't expect to. No, I went up to eat beef, veal,
filet
fish,
of
you
Philly.
Know what I mean? I'm just a guy. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend and I go up there, big horse show. Absolutely right. Went to the Upham Hotel. We were in the room built upon the bodies of 4,000 Chumash Indians. It says it right over the bed.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's an expensive landed. Room.
The odor was offsetting, but the place was soft as a rotten apple, and
soft
yes,
as a headdress.
They served us up the horses that lose that come in like mm-hmm. third, fourth, and fifth. Mm-hmm. They serve them up to the guests. Mm-hmm. It was surreal.
Mm. And a big cheese horse cake.
Well, that's what mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. But
those
was,
horses die with a happy smile on their faces because they're listening to XM radio.
They are, man. They're listening to the Horse Channel.
That's right.
A happy Horse Channel.
Yeah.
When your breakfast is ready.
Really, dear? Gee, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. what's for breakfast?
Horse pie and a short stack. Oh. Or would you rather have?
On solid ground. Bing bing, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all.
Hello, sucker air seeker, and welcome to the sacrifice of the Sphinx, the beautiful little creature with the body of a lion and the paws that refreshes.
All right, come on, get on with
yes,
it,
yes, huh? Indeed, I'll stop the hollow for a dollar.
Okay, here you go.
It's very nice. Oh, this is an old one. George still has his teeth. Let the sacrifice begin. Where's the little chip sign for?
And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Shot.